When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, August 2nd. Jaguars training camp, day 8. Back out on the field, back in pads today. Unfortunately, the story of the day is the Patrick Murtaugh brutal injury. It was a showstopper, a practice stopper. Saw the leg and the foot not going the right way. It was brutal. Don't want to go into too much detail on it because it was brutal and you just feel awful for Murtaugh, who's a great kid, fun personality, pretty talented athlete, football player, Australian. He's in the International Pathways program, so he was pretty much guaranteed a spot on the roster. Now he's going to be just fighting to get back to health at some point after. Again, they had to immediately put a big bubble cast on after fixing what happened, and then he got carted off, and you saw the whole team praying. You saw everybody down on knees. You saw pretty much the whole team come up to him after he got up and got on the cart and show their support for him. And then you had the fans cheering for him as he was able to get up, and he's smiling. Everybody's clapping for him. So he handled it like a pro. Handled it amazingly, but it was awful. And it was getting closer to the end of practice, so I was wondering if they might just call off the rest of practice. But they did not. They continued on. So that's what happened. You saw Deshaun Dixon go down with a little bit of an injury, but then he was able to come back and play in 11-on-11, so that was good for him, a guy trying to fight for a roster spot, potentially a practice squad spot, who's been around a couple years here in Jacksonville. Foye Oluokun apparently pulled up as well, so we'll see what's up with that. As soon as we get any more information, obviously you can check Twitter and try to figure out if anything's going on with him, but Foye Oluokun's been playing great football for the Jaguars in training camp in the last couple years. Doug Peterson spoke with the media before camp today, before practice, and he talked about some injuries, said Dewey has a knee injury, Andrew Wingard, and he'll be out a while. It's possible that he won't be ready for the start of the season. They're just not really sure yet where that's going to be at. Didn't give any specifics on the type of knee injury that he suffered, but Dewey's going to be out for a little bit of time. And if you're talking about how that impacts the roster, certainly he's a core special teamer and a valuable backup safety. So if he's forced to miss time, could a Terrell Edmonds, Josh Proctor potentially find their way onto the initial 53 if Dewey's not on the initial 53, like IR or something like that? We don't know. Not want to speculate too much, but just kind of looking at what could happen there. Before practice again, Doug Peterson talking about the injuries said Ventrell Miller has a little hamstring tightness, limited. He did not look limited today. We're going to talk about that for sure. Cooper Hodges, day-to-day with the back injury. Eric Armstead, according to Doug, is getting close. Said he could come back later this week, could be next week. He's not going to put a timetable on it, but says he's getting close. Peterson, when asked about Christian Braswell, said that he stood out on special teams and defense early in camp, and we talked about Christian Braswell here on the show. Not his best day. We'll talk about that later. Anton Harrison, we found out, is in concussion protocol. Walker Little filling in for him at right tackle. Doug Peterson said that Travis Gibson has been a bright spot among the depth on this football team. you know, edge defender that they brought over from Tennessee last year, was in Chicago with Bill Shuey before that. I asked him about the kickoffs last night. You had the Hall of Fame game where you got the first opportunity to kind of see the new kickoff in live action. And I asked him if there was any takeaways. He didn't offer much, basically said that it was pretty vanilla. He thought that those two clubs, the Texans and the Bears, were just trying to execute. They weren't really trying to get into strategy, just trying to execute what was going on out there. But you did see a couple penalties, you know, guys moving early, trying to get this thing figured out. You also saw one kick go into the end zone, which now that will come out to the 30-yard line, which is a big difference, you know, getting the ball out on the 30-yard line. So kickers, teams, they're going to be trying to kick it in that zone from the goal line to the 20 yards to where you're kind of forced to return it if you're the return team. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. But he didn't see much. He doesn't think that teams are really going to get into big-time strategy stuff until maybe regular season. There was goal line today. A big full contact tackling to the ground. Did that lead to the Murtaugh injury? I don't think so. I think that could have happened either way, but obviously very unfortunate. It was on the goal line. You had wide receiver and DB one-on-ones. You had offensive linemen and defensive linemen one-on-ones. You also had some 7-on-7. So it was a full practice, long practice. And took a little bit longer with the injury situation that popped up with Murtaugh. And, you know, prayers up for him. You know, just I hope that he can get back right at some point and continue to compete. And he's going to attack rehab, no doubt about it. The smile on his face as his teammates were supporting him and the fans were supporting him. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Josh Hines-Allen, Devon Hamilton, dominating the run game. Looking really, really good. They're playing fantastic football for the Jags, and that's what you've come to expect from Devon Hamilton when he's healthy. He looks fully healthy. Josh Hines-Allen, same thing. So those two guys just playing great football. You saw Lawrence, sharp per usual, Trevor Lawrence, Jaguars quarterback, found Brian Thomas Jr., and 7-on-7 for a touchdown where he was racing down the field and he was able to beat two defenders to the end zone. Brian Thomas Jr. now is stacking days where he's making an impact.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the team portion of practice. And it has been more 7-on-7 than 11-on-11, but you're seeing him start to do things for the Jacksonville Jaguars and start to get a little bit more comfortability, a little bit more chemistry and connection with Trevor. You know, they're on the same page. Timing is getting better, things like that. So I think that you're seeing progress for Brian Thomas Jr., certainly. Parker Washington locked in. He made a bunch of grabs in 7-on-7. This is a guy that's just competing at a very high level. One-on-ones, I thought, wide receiver versus DB one-on-ones really went to the wide receivers today. Very few pass breakups in one-on-ones. You did see DeAndre Prince, who maybe got away with a hold. There's not referees out there right now. Maybe got away with a little bit of hold, a little bit of a tug, but it led him to be able to pick off a pass with one hand. It was a sick catch, regardless of if he committed a penalty or not. You saw Christian Kirk really having his way with Christian Braswell today in one-on-ones. You've seen them go head-to-head a lot during the one-on-one portions of practice, and Braswell had a tough day, his toughest day of camp. So on the day after, everybody's kind of talking about him playing well and doing good things. It was a little bit more difficult for him today, but still somebody to keep an eye on to make the roster, no doubt about it. Gabe Davis starting to make a lot of plays, whether it's one-on-one or in 7-on-7, 11-on-11. He's making a lot of tight window plays, and he was able to beat Tyson Campbell early on in one-on-ones to make a grab. So Gabe Davis, I think, starting to feel comfortable coming to his own. Joshua Cephas scored a touchdown in one-on-ones down the field against Gregory Jr. Gregory Jr., as we've mentioned, having a tough time a little bit. So, yeah, those are the wide receiver and cornerback one-on-ones. One-on-one between OL and DL was again going on at the same time as 7-on-7s, so you're not getting to see everything. You're wanting to pay attention to Trevor Lawrence when he's out on the field for 7-on-7, but you also want to see one-on-one OL-DL. What I did see, nice battles between Mitch Morse and Devon Hamilton. I thought Morse one-on-one with Hamilton did the best he could. Hamilton certainly got some push into the backfield, but those were pretty much even. Mason Smith was giving Brandon Scherff everything that he could handle. Mason Smith continues to flash, in my opinion. Javon Foster winning a lot of reps one-on-one. I thought that he did a good job today. Tyler Lacy working against Luke Fortner. I think that Tyler Lacy certainly is looking very good as a second-year player. Very strong, very physical. You saw DJ Coleman beating Cole Van Lannen. Walker Little handled himself very nicely in one-on-one. He was able to stalemate Trayvon Walker a little bit. And you also saw Trayvon Walker on the other side getting inside of Cam Robinson for a win. So that pretty much sums up what I saw on the one-on-ones for OL and DL. Some notes here. Jalen Jackson as a runner continues to pop, number 36. He's quick. He's shifty. He's low to the ground, low center of gravity. I think that he runs with some balance, some contact balance, and some power behind his pads. So he's somebody that probably not going to be able to make this roster, but somebody who continues to pop a little bit. Ventrell Miller, he's been dominating against the run, and I know that Doug said he was going to be limited, but he was out there during the team portion of things and really getting the job done against the run at an extremely high level. Josiah DeGuara, I wanted to shout him out. He was able to score a touchdown. He's been excellent. Every time he gets thrown the ball, he looks like a natural catcher of the football, just somebody who's been there and done that. And he has been there and done that for a long time with the Green Bay Packers. So he'll be competing for if the Jaguars want to keep four tight ends or somebody who they think can be a tight end fullback, H-back type of guy. DeGuara has a chance there. Tank Bigsby was able to bust off a nice long touchdown run in 11-on-11. He's been looking extremely solid. At the goal line, I thought for the most part, the offense came out, ETN scored, Bigsby scored, and then the defense kind of started shutting it down. So they were trading punches. I think the run defense looks really strong still, incredibly stout up front between the defensive linemen and the linebackers, and then the corners are also coming downhill and working against the run and making plays, and also, obviously, Antonio Johnson and Andre Sisco doing the same thing. So it was a spirited practice. Obviously, the energy kind of left after what happened to Patrick Murtaugh, but they continued on, and I thought that they were able to continue to get in some good work. So that's all you want to see after something like that happens. If you're going to carry on, it needs to be productive, and I think it was productive. So day 8 in the books. Inside the stadium tomorrow, going to be a big practice. Should be a lot of fans out there. I'm looking forward to it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.